Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 2 hours. And you could be rolling on the highway. You could be rolling on the byway. You could be at work. You could be at home. Wherever you're at, thank you. Me, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, sitting in a box, talking into a microphone, looking and discussing sports. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down in New York City for us. He also in a box, in a room, with screens and computers. And Shep, do I call the computer mouse the plural? It can't be mice, or it can't be mouse. Like, what do you call it?
Mouses.
Is that accurate? Are you sure? You're surrounded by computer mouses?
Well, I have a lot of mouses around me. It depends on how you use it in a sentence, right? Like, I have, mice is plural, but that doesn't sound right in the context of running
computers,
right?
Right.
So it would just be, you have a bunch of mouses, yeah.
You're surrounded by computer mouses.
And JR, here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you're operating anything to do with something aerial or helicopter related, like, that's life or death. Like, if I mess up on a board, like, and I never want to do this, and we appreciate every single affiliate we have.
Are you going to cut me off now? Are you going to just go turn my mic off?
No, I mean, that's the last thing I want to do. But what I'm saying is, like, if I mess up, well, first of all, that's the last mistake I would make.
Well, give some context. Some people we got some people that just started listening to the show. They don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, we had a caller. We had a couple callers.
We got geniuses calling us tonight.
And by the way, I strongly disagree with you on something. You said that this show makes people lose brain cells. Am I quoting you properly there?
Yeah, I mean, if you are a biochemical engineer, then yeah.
JR, I disagree, man. Like, listen, I listen to a lot of sports radio talk just because I want to see what other shows are doing. I don't care how great you are at anything. It's always good to see what other, you know, competitors are doing. If nothing else, you just have a respect for them and you want to kind of see what angle they took on this. I listen to a lot of talk radio. There's too much stick in our industry. There's too much dummy down. There is too much of, you know, low-hanging fruit. That's not what your show is.
Shouldn't I do a segment that's just about guy stuff?
I'm saying. Like, there's outside of your top six, which is caller engaging, there is no pre-produced segment. What you and I talk about, what you talk about, is all off the cuff. Now, granted, you'll do reading before a show. You'll have an outline. But there is nothing that is pre-produced about your show. It's not gimmicky. It rolls with the flow. It rolls with the punches. It is reacting live. That's anything but dumbing down to any kind of person. So I didn't agree with that for 1 second. So I'm sorry, Jared. So to your point, Yes, we had a few callers call up who are in the field of medicine, and then one of them is like a helicopter engineer, to where you said, I'm in the same realm because I operate a board and I do
I'm
a lot
of
computers.
I'm trying to elevate you. Come on.
But, JR, but you got to call a spade a spade, and I appreciate you. You know how much I love you and appreciate you, but the truth of the matter is, if I mess up on a board in terms of disseminating a radio show, the worst thing that can happen is an affiliate gets 5 seconds of silence or 15 seconds of silence, or we get sued by the FCC or fined by the FCC, and that's never a good thing. If somebody messes up when it comes to a helicopter, that can very often be life or death. So the stakes are a lot higher with the gentleman that called in as opposed to David Shepard standing behind a board and running it for JR.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man, I'm just trying to big you up. That's it.
You know what?
We had somebody call up about a helicopter engineer maintenance. I'm like, oh, impressive. So, somebody else called up and they're like, hey, what was the other part? He was a doctor. He was studying to be a
ER surgeon.
ER surgeon. Yeah. Wow.
But here's the thing.
What?
And I hope everybody knows this. What? You big me up by how you treat me every day. And by the dialogue that you allow me to have on your show and your platform, you big me up every single show. You do more than enough.
What are we supposed to have a crying moment?
No,
right
I'm
now?
Just I'm just saying like, but to say me running a board is comparable to someone running a helicopter. I appreciate you, JR.
Yeah.
No, one is a lot more complicated than running a board.
What about these people who swing a bat and hit a ball?
Oh, I could do that.
Oh, okay. Well, you
I can
fight Mike Tyson. You've made that very clear to us.
Let me tell you something.
Here we go.
You've seen Alex Rodriguez's postseason numbers aside from 2009 and his last year when he was in Seattle. I could do what A-Rod did in the postseason. I could do better than him with my eyes closed. That's how bad he was for the Yankees. And by the way, there's a lot of other guys that completely do a choke job in the postseason. You know that airball WNBA Finals? I could shoot better than her, too.
Courtney Vandersloot?
JR, I'm hitting rim on that shot.
Well, Shep is referring to tonight's WNBA game. So there's a couple of things. Tonight, the Las Vegas Aces went back-to-back as WNBA champions. The Aces beat the New York Liberty. The final score there, 70-69. And then meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, you want to talk about somebody choking, the Astros woke up tonight. They win Game 3 against the Texas Rangers. The final score is 8-5. This was the first game of the series that took place in Arlington, home of the Texas Rangers. And the guy who choked was Max Scherzer. He returned from more than a month off because he's always hurt, always tired. He pitched 4 innings. He gave up 5 earned runs, 4 strikeouts, including this home run to Mr. Jose Altuve. Listen to this. This is courtesy of, who the hell is it courtesy of, Shep? Astros Radio Network?
You are correct.
Yeah, let's listen.
This one's clubbed, left field and deep, going back to Veras, still going back, still going back, it's gone! That's how you do it! Left center field for Altuve, 6 rows deep. Four nothing Astros, and it's Altuve's turn.
Yeah, the final score again was 8-5. Texas couldn't get back into the game. Every time it looked like they were inching closer, Houston was able to add a run. And so the Texas Rangers, their 7-game winning streak to start the postseason, it's over. It's a wrap. And so we got Game 5, which is going to take place tomorrow. Game 4 is going to take place tomorrow. And these Houston Astros have an opportunity to tie this series up. Max Scherzer, he spoke after the game and he says, yeah, I haven't pitched in a month, but I felt okay physically.
Physically, actually really good. The arm responded well. I still felt like I had stuff in the tank. I was able to step on all my pitches really. So, for giving that layoff and where I was at physically, I actually felt good.
Yeah, we don't want to know what you had left in the tank because it probably would have been more runs and more homers. Jose Altuve, the man who took him deep, this 5'6" dude who has the second most home runs in postseason history, he felt good too about the team's mindset and how things look moving forward.
One game at a time. Obviously, like I told you yesterday, it was a must win for us. We have no choice. We had to win this one. And just, go out there, enjoy the win, and, tomorrow just prepare yourself and same mentality. One game at a time, one at bat at a time, and I think we can make it happen.
Oh, Also, by the way, it's not just the Houston Astros that won the game. I told you, the Las Vegas Aces. This was a damn good basketball game to watch. The New York Liberty led throughout the majority of the game. The Las Vegas Aces fought back. They took a, 8-point lead. It looked like the Liberty were out of it. The Liberty hit some big threes, some big shots. They gave you a heart attack. Asia Wilson came alive. She is your WNBA Finals MVP, now a two-time champion. She had 24 points and 16 rebounds. The New York Liberty got the ball back with 8 seconds left. As Shep mentioned, Courtney Vandersloot took a shot. It hit nothing. That shot would have won the game, and it would have forced the decisive Game 5. That did not happen. Take a listen, courtesy of ESPN.
Ionescu to inbound, trying to get it to Stewart. Dumps it in, Stewart juggles, catches. 6 seconds left. Stewart with 5, draws the double. Laney to the corner, Vandersloot, no! And that is it! An unforgettable finish to Game 4. A resilient conclusion to a remarkable season for the Las Vegas Aces, and for the first time in 21 years, the WNBA has a back-to-back champion. The Aces on top yet again.
Yeah, man. Shout-outs to the Las Vegas Aces. I know at this point in time, at night, they're drunk. They're drunk. They're enjoying the fruits of their labor. Back-to-back champions. And the New York Liberty, man, they got Las Vegas partying in New York right now. The New York Liberty have been in the WNBA since 1997. They have 5, count them, 5 appearances in the WNBA Finals. You know how many victories they got? 0. Man, it's tough, man. New York Jets, tough. New York Mets, tough. New York Knicks, tough. New Jersey / Brooklyn Nets, tough. Yankees, thank God for them. Yankee fans have just been mad for the past 10 years. And New York Giants, when they win, it's by accident. It is tough in New York. There's something in the water. 855-212-4CBS. Nothing in the water here but good vibes. Maybe some vodka. Not now, at least. I'm going to get to your calls. It is still Wednesday night into Thursday morning. I didn't forget the top 6 list. We're going to talk about some of the most winningest sports cities in North America right the hell now. We'll get to the top 6 list a little later than usual. I got that coming up in the next break. But let's go ahead to Buffalo, New York, and talk to Mac. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mac?
Hey, JR. I'm so excited to talk to you. Thanks for putting me on.
Sure.
I have a little bit of bad news and a little bit of good news for you.
So you're wait
not
a minute.
Gonna, you,
what, did, mm-hmm? what did I do? What happened?
You didn't do anything. You just won't have to. You know how every time I call, you're always like, oh, got to take a breath.
Right.
But you won't have to do that anymore because my doctor told me that I'm staying up too late. And he wanted to know why I wasn't on my usual game because I was complaining about the fact that I was always so drowsy and I couldn't get through the day. And he asked what it was that was different. And I said, that's because, oh, I said, I know what it is. I listen to JR between, and I just call you JR, I know it's a CBS sports radio show, but I said I listen to JR between 10 and 2 in the morning, and then on Sundays I'm listening to Shep between 2 a.m. And 6 a.m. in the morning. And he said, oh, you've got to stop that. Now, I know you have a repeat show that I can listen to on Odyssey. But I don't like that. I like listening to you live.
Wow.
So I got to get myself back together. And,
oh, my God.
You know, maybe
wait a
I'll
minute.
Listen to you.
We have been hazardous to your health? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I've been talking about some health issues tonight. Well, you haven't been you've been very good for my brain. Now, I will agree with Shepard that you do increase my brain cells about different things. And I love the fact that you are a Bills fan and you have faith
in the Bills. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm a Bills fan?
Yes, you are. Go ahead, admit it. You know you are.
You making stuff up. I'm gonna have some numbskull call me 3 weeks from now saying, JR, you're a Bills fan. I'm gonna have to say, no, I'm not. I like Western New York. I got no problem with the Bills.
Yeah,
I can root for them.
You still have to come out. And the next time you come to Western New York, you still have to let me take you out to have some pizza and chicken wings, and I'll
pizza
get you
and
some
chicken
beer.
Wings. Can we do that in Rochester?
You can do it in Rochester.
All right, good.
Sure. Buffalo's right. Not the safest place on earth, and I don't want you to get in trouble.
Well, listen, so, man, I think I navigate.
I'm not big enough to protect you.
I navigate my way through New York and Atlanta enough. I've been in some terrible places all over the country, so I think I
can know you it. Have. You've been around the world just like that.
There's some places I shouldn't have been. Well, Mac, I'm so sad that you won't be able to listen live, but yeah, your health and your
rest
is more important.
I'll try and listen live between 10 and 12.
Oh, so I'm
that's
still
what
here.
I'm going to try and do. I feel I'll have to convince myself to go to bed at 12 o'clock. I really, really have to.
Well,
I'll be listening to you while I'm doing my shower and all that stuff, getting prepared for bed.
Okay.
But I will do my best to listen to you between, say, 10 and 11:30. And, and you can get me in on a call between that time.
All right,
I'm going to miss you guys.
All right. Well, listen, it's already past your bedtime, so get some rest and all the best to you. I wish you nothing. Health is more important than me, okay?
All right. Thank you, love. Thank you to you and Mr. Shepherd as well.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mac, for calling from Buffalo.
Care.
Have a good night. Yeah, people, don't compromise your health listening to me. Don't do that. Get some sleep. Get some rest. People got FOMO, fear of missing out. What you missing out? I'll be here. You can listen on replay. You can message me on social media, unless you're a jerk. Knock yourself out. Shout outs to Mac from Buffalo. See, we got all types of people listening. People are going to the doctor. The doctor's like, hey, you got to turn the radio off. What a nice compliment that is. I'm hazardous to people's health. That doesn't sound good. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations to the Los. What's that? I've been around the world.
I was trying to play that out. Yeah.
That's a little too late. Congratulations to the Aces, back-to-back WNBA champions. Congratulations to the Astros. They picked up a game in the ALCS. And when we come back from the break, after we go around the world, it's going to be time for a new top six list. What are some of the winningest cities in pro sports right now? What cities got the winners? That top six coming up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How are you? You know, what I wanted to say was that I love your top six list. Those things are awesome. I don't call into radio stations, but this is the second time you've made me call in because I just love your list so much. It's fun to listen to.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know it's time for a new top six list, right? A little late because we got to show love to winners. We have to show love to the Las Vegas Aces. We have to show love to the Houston Astros, still staying alive here in the ALCS. And with everything going on right now in the world of sports, I just told you for the New York Liberty, it's pretty miserable. For New York sports fans, it's pretty miserable right now. And so I want to highlight some cities that are actually doing damn good. cities that have teams competing for championships, cities that recently have won titles, cities that are winning right now, cities that look like they're going to win into the future. And so you know what? Without wasting any more time, it's time for a new top six list. The top six winningest cities right now. Where's the music?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
All right, now listen to this. Top six list winningest cities. It's tough. It's tough to think about teams that have won, that are winning, that could possibly, potentially win again. And so this first city on the top six, it's difficult. Let me just tell you what it is. What's the number, first of all?
Number six.
Ugh. It's Dallas. It's Arlington. It's Fort Worth. It's the Metroplex. Why? You can go ahead and thank the Rangers, and I know they lost tonight at the hand of the Houston Astros, 8-5. But they are here in the American League Championship Series. They are and have been competing. All of those high-priced acquisitions have certainly worked out for these Rangers. Eovaldi, Jordan Montgomery, I don't know if he's going to stick around next year. They paid for DeGrom. He got hurt over the past couple of years. They've added Corey Seager, smacking them home runs. They've added Marcus Semien. I mean, the Rangers helped put them on the spot. Okay? Not so much the Stars right now. Hell no to the Dallas Mavericks. And then what's that other team? The Dallas Cowboys? Yeah, what are they winning? What have they won? We know not nothing since 1996, but you got to give them credit for actually winning this year, and they're probably going to go to the postseason. So it's tough to put them here on this list, but I guess with all the false optimism, it has to count for something, right? Even Michael Parsons, he's been unhappy with a lot of the negative attention the Cowboys have received, especially when you got somebody like Hurts who's throwing interceptions and Dak gets crapped on. This was Michael Parsons on his own show, The Edge.
Why is it that we are just scrubs and we're nobodies that don't deserve to be on the field and we're just all talk, but there's 100 excuses for these other teams? If y'all just want to hate Cowboys Nation, just say y'all hate Cowboys Nation. I'm tired of people trashing my quarterback. I'm tired of people trashing my team. And that's why I had nothing to say to the media this week. You want to hear me talk? Come to hear me talk on The Edge Monday night. And that's point blank period.
I will win some more next time. How about that? Anyway. Reluctantly, I got the Dallas Cowboys at number six here. You want to talk about cities that are winning and on the up and up, doing great championship-type cities right now? Yeah, Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, throw them in there. Let's move on. What's the next number?
Number five.
How about the Cowboys actually beat a team from this city, this area? I'm talking about San Francisco. I'm talking about the team that represents San Francisco that plays a couple of miles south. Talking about the 49ers. Let's get this out the way. When you got the Golden State Warriors, four titles since 2015. They won the NBA championship before the Denver Nuggets. How could San Francisco not be here? Are they going to win another title with Chris Paul? I have no idea. They may never win another title, but they're going to be competitive unless them dudes get old fast and just get hurt. And then meanwhile, we look at the 49ers. Would you be shocked if they went back to the Super Bowl? We know they lost to the Chiefs. Past couple of seasons, they've gone to the NFC title game. They have lost, and they got the emergence of Brock Purdy. Maybe if he didn't get hurt, they would have went to the Super Bowl again last year, and they certainly have a great chance to do so. And so somebody like Steve Smith, Mr. Catch-It-All for the Carolina Panthers, he was talking about Brock Purdy. And he's just like, man, he's amazing. And we got a lot of scouts who missed out on this dude and just how great he is because they're lazy. Listen to Steve Smith.
Brock Purdy has shown us
He can play in this league. But yet, we've got other first-round draft picks who've shown us they can't play in this league, who get opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. Has Zach Wilson shown us in 2 years what Brock Purdy has shown us in 7 games?
No.
The last pick, how did that happen? You know how it happened? Scouts are scared. He's not the right height. He's not the right size. He's not at the right school. He's a third-round pick, but you got a tall kid who can't hit the wall of a barn. First-round draft picks over and over and over again that cannot play football in the National Football League, who get opportunity after opportunity. We keep saying we're waiting for Brock Purdy draft status to show up. His draft status is he was the last one. You know why? Because these scouts are lazy and they look at schools and they say this and they say that. They discount people based on some ancillary dumb, I don't even know how they evaluate, but they do. And it's awful.
Yeah. Brock Purdy is amazing. If you live in San Francisco, if you root for the Warriors, if you root for the Niners, Sharks have stunk for the past couple seasons. I'm sorry about that, even though it's a little further down the road in San Jose. But San Francisco, man, it's a winning city. You got something to be proud of. Not those Giants, though. Hey, what's the next number?
Number 4.
Top 6 winningest cities right now. Who's giving you something to be proud of? Something to aspire? It's always going to be Los Angeles. I'm sorry. I know the Lakers are getting older. Anthony Davis, a strong gust of wind might make him fall apart. I know the Dodgers just disappointed. The Rams just won the Super Bowl, right? They beat the Bengals 2 seasons ago. But Los Angeles is always going to be associated with a winner. They are a city, unlike New York, that it's like, hey, every couple of years, somebody's going to win a title. That's just what it is, because you got a lot of dudes who want to play in L.A. And so there's always reason and room for optimism. And if I got to think about recent memory, yeah, it took a pandemic. Hey, the Dodgers and the Lakers walked away as champs. The Dodgers are still winning 100-plus games. The Dodgers might add Shohei Ohtani. Everybody will always want to play for the Lakers. And LeBron James, I don't know how many games he's going to play, but, man, he talked about why he expects these Lakers to be better this year.
Very optimistic about how we can pick off where we left off, and I don't mean the loss in the series. I mean from the trade deadline to how we played all the way up into the Western Conference Finals, I'm very optimistic on seeing how we can pick up from there. Like what you just said with the continuity, with the chemistry, there shouldn't be much teaching. You know, obviously we're going to, you know, not – you know, waste any steps. We're not going to shortcut any corners or whatever the case may be, but there should not be much teaching, you know, when it comes to, you know, us getting back on the floor. We have that chemistry. Obviously, we have some guys that we are bringing into the fold, but we returned a lot of our core, myself, AD, AR, Vando, Rui, D-Lo, you know, Max. So we have a lot of guys that know the system that's that could pick up right where we left off with just a little refresher. So, and I believe the guys that we brought in are smart enough to be able to catch on very fast.
All right, LeBron James, optimistic. That's the key word. Yeah, they are a team. They went to the Western Conference Finals, and then they ran into some giant dude who races horses in the offseason. Yeah, I got Los Angeles number 4. You want to talk about teams that are winning, doing a damn good job? Yeah, the Lakers and Dodgers might be disappointing, but they're always certainly in a conversation. What's the next number?
Number 3.
Oof. One team went to the World Series last year. The other team went to the Super Bowl. The team that went to the Super Bowl is 5-1 this season. And the team that went to the World Series is pretty much staring the World Series in the face again. I'm talking about the teams that represent Philadelphia. They have to be enthusiastic in Philadelphia because of where they've been over the past year and where they could potentially go again over the next several weeks and over the next several months. Bryce Harper playing out of his mind for the Phillies, hitting home runs all over the damn place. Man, after that Braves series, he told everybody, I'm thrilled to be here in Philly.
I love this place. Flat out, I love this place. There's nothing like coming into the bank and playing in front of these fans. Blue collar mentality, tough, fighting every single day. I get chills, man. I I get so fired up. Man, I love this place. I signed here for a reason, to do everything I could to bring back a trophy to this town, to Mr. Middleton, to this organization. I got chills thinking about it because that's what it's all about. I absolutely love this place. I love every single person in this organization, fighting, clawing every single day to get back to that moment. There were so many good times in, you know, 07, 08, 09, 2010, 11. And I wanted to get back to that moment.
Maybe Bryce Harper can call James Harden. Maybe that'll change James Harden's mind. I don't know. Anyway, Philadelphia, one of the winningest sports towns in North America right now. Let's see if the Phillies can go back to the World Series and maybe win the championship this year. I got Philly, number three, winningest city. So what do we got at number what?
Number two.
I know we talked about the Lakers, but it's the city and the team that knocked the Lakers out. It's the one with the big Serbian dude. I got Denver, Colorado here. You want to talk about winning as cities? The Nuggets just won the championship. The Colorado Avalanche, they won the Stanley Cup two seasons ago. They got a lot of injuries last season. They got injuries now, but they're bringing back a lot of talent. They are the favorites, if you want to look at the odds, to win the Stanley Cup in 2024. And if you got to look at the Nuggets and you got to look at the Avalanche, it's impossible to look at Denver and not think nothing but winning. If you can ignore the Broncos and then also the Rockies, because they both stink. But the Nuggets and Avalanche over the past few seasons, they've done enough winning. They're big time here in North American sports. All my friends in a mile high altitude, they got something to appreciate. And so Jamal Murray, he said, look, man, I know we're coming back. It's not going to be easy, but we trying to repeat as champs.
Coming into the season with the confidence and the bright mindset that, you know, this is something we can accomplish for us, and just trying to keep a high standard for ourselves. And, we got a target on our back. A lot of teams are going to do everything they can, grab everybody in the organization, everybody in the league on one team to try to beat us. So we just got to keep focused and stay the course.
Keep focused and stay the course. I don't know if the Nuggets are going to go back-to-back. I mean, if Jokic can help lead him to that, then he's going to be elevating his game to another level. I don't know how much of a level he can go to. Anyway, you talk about a winning city, a winning town right now, this moment. Denver's number two. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you, numero uno, what team in North American sports right now, what city? It's just pushing out winners. What city needs to be proud of the organizations that it has? I'm going to tell you that answer on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I love your show. I love you, brother. I work the graveyard shift, and I listen to you every night. It's a pleasure talking to you, and you be well, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm in the midst of a top six list. I'm talking about the most winningest cities in pro sports right now. Cities that have teams that they are proud of. Cities that have won, that are winning, that have the potential to win. Cities that are in great positions right now. Granted, every team, every pro sports team in a city is not going to be a winner. Everybody, all four teams or three teams or two, however many you have in your city, are not all going to be winning at the same time. But what are those teams that have had success, are having success now, could potentially have success into the future? And so that's the top six. And so I'm about to reveal to you who's at the top of the list, but let me give you a quick recap. Reluctantly, at number six, I gave you Dallas. Included in that, you can put those Cowboys, the Rangers who are here in the ALCS. I got them reluctantly here. At number five, I gave you San Francisco. Shoutouts to the 49ers and the Golden State Warriors for holding things down. At number four, I gave you Los Angeles. I know the Dodgers, the Lakers, yeah, they might be on the brink of either winning a championship or they might be on the brink of, I don't know, losing like the Dodgers just did. And yeah, even the Lakers started off like crap last season. They ended up just one step away from another NBA Finals. At number three, I gave you Philadelphia. Thank you to the Eagles. Thank you to the Philadelphia Phillies. At number two, you want to talk about winning cities right now? I gave you Denver. We know what these Denver Nuggets just did. We know what the Avalanche did two seasons ago. The Avalanche favorites to win the Stanley Cup here in 2024, even with some of their injuries. So I got Denver at number two. Yeah, they do enough winning, those two teams, to make up for the stink of both the Broncos and the Rockies. And so if I got the Denver Nuggets, if I got the city of Denver, along with the Avalanche at number two, what city is just winning it? What city is winning, 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 winning right now? What number is it?
Number one.
It's a city that a lot of people think that people just show up, they gamble, and they leave. At number one, I have Las Vegas. You want to talk about a gamble? For years, we didn't have no professional sports in the big sports leagues in Vegas. And here we are in 2023. The Las Vegas Knights didn't exist until 2017. They went right the hell to the Stanley Cup championship. This past season, they won their first Stanley Cup championship. The Las Vegas Aces, well, congratulations to Mark Davis for actually winning something. They just won their second WNBA championship. They went back to back. We can ignore the Raiders. They ain't got squat to do with anything. But Las Vegas, carried by the Golden Knights, carried by the Aces. And congratulations to Asia Wilson, two-time MVP, two-time WNBA champ. Tonight, 24 points, 16 rebounds. She wins another championship. And you know what? I want you to listen to this, because after the game, Asia Wilson spoke to Holly Rowe, and she wasn't drunk yet, but she pretty much told everybody, like, listen, I'm happy to have won. It's a team effort. We got the job done. Listen to a champion representing Vegas.
Asia, I see you've already got the champagne goggles ready, but we've got a conversation first. You put this team on your back tonight. Your rebounding, your defense on Jonquel, your all-around effort. How did you find the strength within to come up so big in this challenging moment?
My teammates. We lean on each other so much at this time. We fought through so much adversity throughout the season, and we just kept the mind thing. We kept the main thing, and we came out on top. And I can't express how proud I am of my teammates. They picked me up when I was down. We cried together, prayed together, and now we popping champagne together!
She ain't lying about popping champagne. Because about an hour later, she was talking to the media in the back after the trophy presentation, after the awards, etc. And I think she had more than champagne. And she made it real quick, short, and to the point. Last season, she was visibly a little tipsy there at the post-game press conference. And tonight, it sounded like she wanted to take things to another level. Listen to her, not me. Listen to her.
Last year, I said 4 shots. But this year we going 8.
Okay, I don't know what shots. Shep, do you know what shots she like? Tequila shots. What's she drinking?
Jaeger.
Oh my God! Whoa, 8 shots of Jaeger.
I mean, I've never heard a sound like that after a professional athletic championship. So, maybe something strong.
eight shots a she's not going to wake up. If she has eight shots of Jaeger, what's today? It's Wednesday night, Thursday morning?
Yeah.
She ain't going to wake up until Saturday, bro.
She just won herself two finals MVP. She doesn't have to.
Well, she got to make it to the parade.
That's a good point.
She is happier than Nikola Jokic was.
Well, anyone was happier than Nikola Jokic after the 2023 NBA Finals. Come on now. I mean,
they asked this man, hey, right. Did you enjoy the offseason? Right. He's like, no, I've had better.
Yeah.
It's like, I played too much basketball. I mean, hey, look, the man wants to race his horses. Maybe Asia Wilson can show him how to party. Let me tell you, I'm looking forward to that parade. I don't know when it's going to be. Maybe it'll be Friday, I guess, in Las Vegas. At least Mark Davis can say he's a winner. Something else to also consider and keep in mind. Tom Brady's ownership stake in the Las Vegas Aces was made official only a few weeks ago. I know there's some complications with Tom Brady's stake officially becoming a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. But Tom Brady wakes up and he's already a part of an ownership group that's winning. And that happens to be the Aces. So congratulations to Las Vegas. I got them number one on my list here. When you talk about cities in North America that are just, they're just winning right now. And yeah, granted, we have cities that historically have won more. You can go ahead and look at Boston. But right now, today, this moment, ain't no Patriots. There's no Red Sox. There are teams that are doing better. There are cities at this moment that more recently and right now, and even maybe looking into the future, they're in a better position. They're in a better standing. I mean, you can put Houston in the space, but I don't think the Astros are carrying enough water when you look at what else is going on throughout the city of Houston. The Texans got some work to do. The Rockets have some work to do, even though they've added some vets. And so let me give you a recap here on my top six one more time. These are winning cities right about now. Something to be proud of. At number six, I gave you Dallas. At number five, I gave you San Francisco. At number four, I gave you L.A., Los Angeles. So many damn teams, just kind of boosted by the Dodgers and the Lakers, even with their disappointments. At number three, I gave you Philadelphia. Thank you, Phillies. Okay. Thank you, Eagles. I don't know about no Sixers. Hey, I know for sure about no Flyers. At number two, I gave you Denver. And at numero uno, I gave you Las Vegas. Congratulations to the Aces winning another NBA championship, WNBA championship, excuse me. They went back to back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When you talk about a winning city right now, today, this moment, what else would you put here? I'm going to take your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6 is sleek, full of advanced tech, and has a range of up to 360 miles. Any drawbacks? Yeah, every Ioniq 6 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit, so you're going to have to figure out something else to spend that money on. The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6. Hyundai, it's your journey.
EPA estimated 361 mile range for Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Actual range varies based on trim and other factors. Actual charge time varies based on charging unit output, temperature, and other factors. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.